This Wednesday is the 4th of July today, when we celebrate and express appreciation for America and all that she stands for. What about the rest of the year? Do you show your patriotism for more than just this one day? Is your state a patriotic state? Well, you're about to find out with the help of a new study just released by Wallet Hub. Here now with the results is Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. Thanks for being here today, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
WalletHub.com, and also we've linked specifically to this most patriotic state website over at issuesandideasradio.com as well, but do go to WalletHub.com to find out all the great info that they have available there. So just before we get into some of the results, what are the parameters and the indicators that were used to arrive at the rankings of the states in this poll?
Well, we looked at patriotism two ways. One was military engagement, so that's active duty, veterans, military reserves by state. And then we also looked at civic engagement. So how many adults have voted in the last presidential election, the last primaries? What does the volunteer rate look like? Are there AmeriCorps or Peace Corps volunteers? And even the most mundane, how many people participate in jury duty?
So this is a showing of effort, of dedication to country, not just merely showing up at a parade and buying an American flag to fly in front of your house.
Oh, yeah, the exact opposite of that, I'd say.
So as far as the rankings, how did New Jersey show up in this poll?
Unfortunately, not too good. It ranked as the second least patriotic state, only second to Massachusetts.
And let's think about this, too. I'm looking at the bottom 10, by the way, from 40 to 50, West Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Connecticut, New York, Illinois, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Massachusetts. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven of the original 13 colonies were ranked in the bottom on this poll.
That's right. I mean, we do see that in a lot of the northeastern states. First of all, they tend to be smaller. There just simply are not as many military bases in those states. So obviously, less military personnel, less veterans as well. But the civic engagement that kind of surprised us, not a lot of voters in those states. Is it because people think that they're automatically blue and just are not voting? Is it because they're not going out to the primaries? You know, those aspects, I think, surprised us more.
Well, it's certainly New Jersey. New Jersey is one of those hard blue states, but that probably explains why Pennsylvania has one of those splits in the breakdown results. There were 45 in military, but Pennsylvania ranked 17 in civic. So the people are more active. Yeah, the people are more active, but just as you said, the veterans might be retiring down south or out west, and military bases, there's not that many in Pennsylvania other than around the Philadelphia region that spring to mind immediately. When you look at the flip side, Virginia, Alaska, Wyoming, South Carolina, and Idaho make up the top five. Alaska might be the surprise because then they actually ranked number one in military and 34 in civic, kind of an opposite of Pennsylvania. What was so stellar about Alaska that put them that high on the list?
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised about Alaska, and Hawaii is in the top 10 as well. So one, military bases, and two, federally employed people. You know, a lot of people employed by the government, employed by the military, both in Alaska and Hawaii. So those, I think, are more military engaged, less on the civic side for sure. But, you know, when it comes to military, it's hard to beat that.
We were talking about veterans before. The military enlistees has some interesting combination. Again, Alaska's in the top five, along with Georgia, number one, South Carolina, Idaho, and Texas. The southern states, you might not be surprised. That's not too surprising. On the lower side of the military enlistees, New Jersey was near the bottom, number 46, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and North Dakota. North Dakota, you would think that's a sparsely populated state, so not that many people versus many other states, so it kind of justifies where they land. I guess the volunteer rate is an interesting stat, too, with on the high side, Utah, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and on the bottom five, Louisiana, Nevada, New York, Mississippi, and Florida. That's probably a valuable community lesson in those numbers, realizing that if you're an organization and you want to set up shop somewhere, this kind of tells you where you got the best odds of getting the people power you need.
Yeah, I mean, Utah is usually an outlier here, I think, because of its religious ties. The volunteer rate in Utah is 60%. So most people are volunteering much higher than any other state. South Dakota, Minnesota, a lot of the heartland states or a lot of the Midwestern states have about a 40 to 50% volunteer rate, so very high. But the Northeastern states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, seems that the volunteer rate is around 20, 25%. I mean, really a big difference.
Just seems that the Northeast seems to be the home of the complacent.
The complacent, I mean, I think I've heard a lot of people argue, you know, it's hustle and bustle, it's work, work, work. People don't have time to volunteer. But, you know, obviously, when we're talking about that, when we're talking about voting, you know, it's hard to make excuses.
Talking with Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez about the Most Patriotic State survey, which you can find at WalletHub.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. One of the other, I think the one, probably the most important stat out of this poll is the voting rate, with Maine being the highest, Hawaii being the lowest. It's to the point of almost 1.5%, 1.5 times difference between the top and the bottom state. That's a very telling number when you think of, again, that runs counter to so many aspects of the Northeast with Maine. They're not that kind of, they're sort of laid back as far as activities that we talked about, military and the like, but it seems like voting is a major thing for Maine. Are there other standout states in that category?
Yes, especially last year, right? Wisconsin was a huge swing. New Hampshire came in pretty importantly, especially the one of the first states to really go to the polls every year. So Wisconsin was second to Maine. Colorado came in, Minnesota came in, all in the top five. As far as the lowest percentage of adults that voted, Texas, I think surprisingly, when people think America, I think Texas is one of the first states that they think of. But Texas had one of the lowest civic engagement scores, so less people voting than many other states.
And that fact about Wisconsin being on the high end, that probably leads some understanding of why Donald Trump was able to flip that state for his election. So that kind of falls into place, and there's some logical path into why that is as it is. Again, it's a really interesting poll. A lot of great subcategories too that makes you more aware of your state. Maybe even inspires you to do what you can as an individual. If you're listening in a state that's on the low end, like New Jersey, for example, to try to do what you can to make a difference and bring that number up, because it's not just a status, but it is in volunteerism, especially, and even just the simple act of going out to vote, or even absentee voting. You don't even need to wait until election day anymore to make a difference and help others through volunteerism, military service, and the other aspects in this poll that lists the most patriotic states and the not so patriotic states as well. You can find it at WalletHub.com and learn more about all the great information services that they all provide as well. We've been joined by their analyst, Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks for being here today.
Anytime.